Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing today?
Okay, I just had a phone call from this number. Is eBay?
Oh, yes, I'm from eBay. So, did you purchase any item from Amazon, eBay?
No. Last time I bought something for the other last week, just
a magnetic card. Okay, I got you. But I can see my server. You purchased iTunes gift card for $299.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that is the reason I can see my server. Some suspicious activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block the sources people and delete this fake eBay account. All right? Do you understand that? Sir, first of all, we need to generate a security code. Through this security code, we need to block the sources people and delete this fake eBay account. Do you understand that?
Yes, how do I do that?
Okay, so I'll guide you, sir, how to fix this problem, okay? So, do you have any computer or laptop?
I've got my phone.
Okay, so is that your Android or iPhone?
Yeah, Android.
Android. So do one thing, put my call on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Yeah, I'm back to the home screen.
Alright, and open up your Play Store app. Yeah.
Yep.
Alright, now look at your ad that very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search panel that says search for apps and games? Do you see that?
Yeah, search button, yeah.
Alright, now listen to me very carefully. I already told you we need to generate a security code. So you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. So you simply type over there A-N-Y
D-E-S-K
AnyDesk. Yes, yeah. You will click on search.
AnyDesk app or just
yeah, AnyDesk remote desktop software. Do you see that?
Yeah, so
it doesn't have a
with
my iPhone. Alright, you simply install this app. Install and open it.
Yeah, so that's
the AnyDesk remote. That one, yes, that one.
Install it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Once you open this app, just let me know, alright?
Yeah, it's still downloading.
Okay.
Alright.
Yep, I'm opening it. Okay. Obviously, since we have to care about your options. Alright. Do you see any positive options? Just click on that. Like, okay, yes, allow. Just click on that. Alright?
Yeah,
no. Alright.
Alright,
what do you see on your screen?
I'll see your address and there's a number.
Alright, tell me that number.
139.
139.
252.
352.
That's 252.
139, 352 then?
And that's 139252.
252. It's 139252, then 374. It's 139352374, right?
In the middle is 252, not 352.
252, okay.
Yep.
252. It's 139252374, right?
Yep.
Okay, just below those numbers, do you see any set password also? Set password?
Say that again, sir.
Below those numbers, do you see any set password options? Do you see that? Set password.
Yeah.
Click on that. So we need to generate our security password, okay? Now, when you click on that set password, do you see any permission profile? Do you see that? Permission profile. Scroll that page. And this is the permission profile. Permission profile.
Yeah, permissions. Yeah.
Now below that, below that permission, do you see permission profile? Scroll that page. Do you see permission profile?
Permission profile.
Yeah. Do you see that? Below that permission. Below that permission.
Yeah, permissions, yeah.
Yeah, below that permission, do you see permission profile?
Yeah, I've got permission here. Yeah, profile, yeah.
Don't click on that permission. Below that permission, do you see permission profile?
It's in that there, in permission, it says underneath permissions, you've got allow up to say login, enable token, enable a two-factor authentication, or enable previous session profile, clear previous session profile for permission profile.
Yeah, click on that permission profile.
Yeah, I think then it comes up with default, screen sharing, full access, unattended.
Alright, click on that unattended access.
Yep.
All right, now do you see any enable unattended access?
Yeah, but that's not it.
All right, click on that enable unattended access. Click on that.
Yeah,
all right, you simply put that password. It's eBay1234. All should be small letter, all should be one word, okay? eBay, EBAY1234. Right.
Hang on. Spell that again.
Yeah. EBAY 1234. All should be one word, all should be small letter, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's powerful.
Yeah. Then give a click on OK. Did you done that? Did you done that, sir? Alright, now I am provide you a security, okay? So you simply see that a security warning on your screen. So below that security warning, do you see any start now option? Just do let me know, alright?
Yeah. Security warning, yeah.
Alright, now do you see any start now option?
Yeah.
Alright, click on that start now. Alright, now you successfully connect with our server, okay? So, do one thing, don't do anything in that page, you simply get back to the home screen. Close that any desk. Yeah, close that any desk. Alright. Alright, now you simply stay on that line, I'm transfer this call to my senior. He will be guide you how to fix this problem, how to block the hackers, okay? All right, thank you. Just stay on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account managers from eBay. How are you doing today? Hello?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just listening to the conversation between you and one of our representatives, right? And I believe, like, you must explain you, right? An order has been placed of $299 on behalf of you because we just put that payment on hold, okay? We did not let go to that payment go through right now. Okay? Because at this moment, can you just open up your Google? I want to show you one important thing, which is very important. You must know about it. Open up your Google page. Yep. Open up your Chrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go into the top where you can see search or type web address. Just type over there, my IP. Type my 1P. Type my. I'll tell you. Type my MYMY and then give a space and then type 1P. 1P. Number 1P. And then address, my 1P address, location. Address. Now you see. Just come down in the middle, you see people also ask, and below you see what is my IP location and address. Go on to the top and tap on it. What is my IP location and country? Yes. Now what do you see right now? This is your IP address. Okay. I'll tell you, sir. See, your IP address, sir, it is 66.249.73.151, correct? But below that, I believe you are residing in Australia, not in the United States of America, correct?
Yeah.
And you see, state California, and the latitude and the longitude, correct? Now, what I'll explain you is, at this moment, your identity, you know, has been compromised by the hacker, okay? They are using it for illegal purposes, your identity, okay? And you see there are a lot of things has been done. They have been done a lot of transactions while using your identity, okay? And they are not even here because basically they are interested on your identity so that they can do a lot of business, you know?
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we just need to cancel all the transactions, you know, which has been placed by the hacker. And at the same time, we have to give you a security on your everything, okay? Because at this moment, your identity has been compromised very badly. You can see, not one or two times. There are plenty of times they have been placed in order. And all the time, you know,
every
we have... Few of them, like 5, 6. Now press your home button. Yep. Now press your home button. I'll show you something. Press your home button. I just want you to go to your home screen.
Yes, I found your home.
And log in into your bank and see whether the money has been deducted or not of $299. Just check it out, sir. Now you just need to be there, okay? Yeah, just be there, okay? And after that, you just need to log in into your ANZ once again. Log in into your ANZ once again. Okay, nothing. Because we just put that things on hold, okay? Log in into your ANZ and stay there, okay? And I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
Now you just need to check it out at this moment, first of all. I believe your main account is ANZ, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the account they have been placed a gift card, okay? So what we are going to do is we are just going to help you. Now press your home button and open up your Google. Open up your Google once again.
Yeah.
And you just type on the Google, W for water, O for Oscar, O for Oscar.
Yeah.
And then O for Oscar twice. L for Lima. No, it will be two O. W-O-O-L. Okay, wool.
Yep.
And then S for sugar.
Yep.
And then give a space. And then type what? W for water. O for Oscar.
Yep.
R for Raja.
Yep.
T for Tom. And then H for Harry. Now just tap on search. At the very bottom you see the blue color tick. Now you see, go up. Now go up. Go to the top. Scroll up. Go to the very top. Okay. And now you see Woolworths Supermarket. Just tap on it. Just tap on it. And what do you see? Just let me know. Okay. Now what do you see has come up? Now you see at the top search product replacement ideas. Just tap over there. Woolworths again.
Yeah.
Full spot, type W for water, O for Oscar, O for Oscar, L for Lima, and then S for sugar, and then W for water, give a space, and type W for water, O for Oscar, R for Raja, T for Tom, H for Hotel. Now tap on search. Tap on search, and I'll just tell you after that what you need to do is, now you just need to come down a bit, come down slowly, slowly, now go up, go up, do you see Woolworths, sir? Go up. I just want you to scroll up. And after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? Now, I'll just tell you like what you have to do is. Now, where you see Woolworths, sir, now just come down a bit. You do one thing, sir, I'll tell you. Just hold on, okay? Just hold on, be with me. Just hold on, sir, okay? We are just giving you security, okay? Just hold on. Right.